Chapter 23, Faith Like No Other. This centurion says, "Just say the word, and my servant will be healed." He sees Jesus as Lord, and then puts his faith in him. He sees him as one who is not limited by time and space. In Colossians 1:16, we read about Jesus that by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. So this Jesus was the one who spoke all things into existence. By his word, all things came into being, and this centurion sees him able to, by his word, heal his servant from any distance. He knows if Jesus but speaks it, it will be accomplished. Now that is faith. Faith is putting into action with your heart what your mouth so easily professes. How many of us say wonderful things about what we believe, but then when we are tested, we doubt, we worry, we do not trust in our King as Lord? Well, the centurion did. He goes on to explain about his own authority and acknowledges Jesus' authority over whatever it is that is paralyzing his servant and causing him fear. What is causing you to be paralyzed today? What is it causing you to be fearful? Jesus is able to save, heal, and restore. He has the authority if you just see it in him. You have a right to be set free, no longer held captive by your paralyzing situation or fear that accompanies it. Even now, call out and say, "Jesus, but say the word, and I will be healed." Then believe it with all your heart, and it will be yours. This kind of faith is what each of us needs and God desires of us. We read how Jesus responded in this verse. When Jesus heard this, he marveled when he heard this. He turned to his followers, pointing out how remarkable this was. What made it special? It was the depth of this man's belief. This man, unlike those of Israel, found him to be God. Not just a great man, a great teacher, but also one with authority he had spoken with. This was not just faith, but great faith. He told Jesus he did not need to come. In fact, I have no right for you to come. He said, "You are able to heal the paralyzing effects on my servant. I came here to intercede for him." This is faith different than that like the leper. He believed Jesus could just speak it and it would be done because Jesus had that kind of authority. This man saw it and believed it with all his heart. But the people of God, the nation he had blessed for hundreds of years, the children of Abraham, did not see him like this. They could not see past what they wanted him to be, to see what he really was and still is today. Today, many in his church don't see him as clearly as those outside looking in. They have spiritual eyes to see that those inside don't have. Yet we act so high and mighty, like we are so spiritual and so righteous. We look down on those who don't act or worship or sing or believe like we do. Let's look further at what Jesus says. In verse 11 and 12 we read, "I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and recline at the table of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." This is a reference to the children of Israel, those who believed that they were born into salvation, like the teachers of the law in their day. The scripture tells us that faith is seen as righteousness. We see this in Romans 4, 5, and 9. We read that faith is credited to us as righteousness, and then we read in Romans 4, 13, that it was not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be the heir of the world, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. Again in Romans 9:30, "What then shall we say? That the Gentiles did not pursue righteousness, have obtained it? Righteousness that is by faith." We see Jesus saying the same thing here. Abraham's offspring, the nation of Israel, will not receive the promise, which is salvation or membership in God's kingdom or family, by following the law. They will show up on judgment day expecting, because of who they are, that they will stay in heaven. Yet Jesus says clearly, sons of the kingdom, biological children of Abraham, will be cast into outer darkness or hell. This takes us back to the very verse in Matthew chapter 5 that says, "For I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you'll not enter the kingdom of heaven. So the scribes and the Pharisees will go to hell, as their self-righteousness is not sufficient. We see that faith is credited as righteousness, and righteousness that is sufficient by faith. We can say your faith better exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees. So when Jesus uses this reference, he is clearly saying, this is the kind of faith you need to be in my kingdom now and later. This faith doesn't worry. This faith doesn't doubt. This faith doesn't limit God. Okay, you say, I don't have that kind of faith. Do you see him as Lord? Do you have a relationship with him that allows you to know him? Then you just need to begin today to work out your salvation through fear and trembling. In other words, allow him to work out in you what he has begun. Your faith need not be perfect, but it needs to fully believe that he is Lord. Let his Holy Spirit have its way in you. Begin to believe him for all the little things. Ask him to keep testing you so that your trust might grow. Let James 1 be true in you. Count it all joy as God's trials cause you to be one who asks in faith without in doubting. Because that man ought not to expect he will receive anything from the Lord. The man who doubts does not see God as God. As Jesus made this point clear to those following him, he turned to the centurion and said, go, it shall be done for you as you have believed. And then we read the servant was healed that very moment. Jesus assures Chase, our centurion, that it will be just as he believed and had faith it would be. This constituted Jesus speaking the word, and the servant was healed, set free from fears that tormented him that very moment. No longer was the communication from the head unable to reach the body. When Jesus speaks, it is done. Nothing can stand before the King of Kings or Lord of Lords. Nothing. This includes sickness, disease, anything physical, spiritual, emotional, psychological. Jesus is greater and has authority over all. He truly is Lord of all. Do you believe that today? Do you? You can be made clean today and released from the fearful state that has held you fast and paralyzed, as it were, to go forward and feel able to receive anything of value and of worth. You can be set free and experience his joy. As you begin to dwell in him and in his kingdom, begin today as we read Proverbs 3:5-8. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be the healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Trust him with all that you are. Lean fully on him, not on anything in you. Acknowledge him in all that you do in this life. Let him make your crooked path straight. For a change, don't feel you have all the answers. Have a reverential fear for the living God and actively turn away from the evil things, and you will have healing and restoration. Praise God.